Hello and welcome to the Friday, June 8th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. We do have a pre-announcement from Microsoft for next week's patch Tuesday. Expect a total of 7 bulletins, 3 of which are rated critical and 4 important ones. The bulletins pretty much cover the usual suspects, Windows Office, Internet Explorer, and the .NET framework. There's one that's a little bit different this time, and that's a bulletin for Dynamics AX. Dynamics AX is part of Microsoft's ERP, the Enterprise Resource Planning solution. So that's a piece of software I don't think too many people are running, and for you it will only be 6 bulletins in that case. Overall, I would rate this as average, no real big surprises here with 7 bulletins. Let's take a quick look at diaries. Today I wrote a little diary about IPMI, in particular the more modern implementation of it. IPMI was developed by Intel, stands for Intelligent Platform Management Interface, as kind of a replacement for serial terminals and all these remote power controllers, or so that traditionally we had in data centers in order to control servers that may have crashed. Now in more modern versions of IPMI, we do have quite a bit of intelligence in these IPMI controllers. The first versions were really very primitive. You weren't able to do much more than reboot the server. Actually, the very first version, you still had to use a serial line to do it. In more modern versions, first of all, it's all over IP, so you use the onboard Ethernet card as a medium here, and they now come with a web server built in. So even if the server doesn't appear to be powered on, and I think that's the biggest lesson here, you still have a web server running. All you need to do is plug in power, plug in an Ethernet cable, and now you can reach the server via port 80 or port 443. You can log in. You now may power it up. Then you get a remote console on the system, just like a serial console or a real physical console, and you can even do things like, for example, flash firmware and all of that good stuff. All you need is just a web browser. And like I said, sort of the biggest surprise here usually is that it all works with the system sort of apparently powered down. No fan or anything is really running on it, just the network activity light is blinking. And then, well, more breaches. I talked yesterday about LinkedIn. eHarmony was sort of still a rumor yesterday. That got confirmed. Now, up to 20 million passwords may have been lost. However, not that many passwords have actually been published. Only hashed passwords have been leaked, but apparently no salt. I always like it if these websites then point out that they use SSL encryption. Of course, SSL encryption does nothing if you are trying to protect data at rest in your database. Last.fm, a CBS subsidiary, got hacked as well, and password hashes got leaked. And South Korea arrested a person that is believed to assist North Korea in a denial of service attack. Now, this denial of service attack was a little bit different, and I think kind of ingenious the way it was carried out. The man that was arrested is a computer game distributor and evidently went to North Korea to pick up a bunch of games that were pre-infected with malware and then distributed them in South Korea using his normal channels. Later, North Korea used the network of infected systems to then launch denial of service attacks against various South Korean government and civilian websites. And then two quick updates about Flame. Turns out that Symantec observed that its Flame-infected honeypot got the remote wipe command that removed Flame from this particular system. So whoever is in control of it essentially considers it a game over. And Microsoft announced that they're looking into further measures to harden the Windows Update infrastructure, in particular to be able to detect and prevent man-in-the-middle attacks, which of course in particular difficult in this case because Microsoft heavily relies on content distribution networks like Akamai and such to actually distribute these updates. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.